The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
It is a Wednesday edition of Bob Burney Live, and it is my privilege and honor to welcome you to the program. It is also my privilege and honor to be your host today. Actually, it's my privilege and honor to be your host every day, and I hope I never forget what an honor it is to have this audience, the most incredible radio audience on planet Earth. LTDs, people who listen, think, and discern from a biblical point of view. Again, welcome. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Not very much good news to report out of Afghanistan. Most of it continues to be bad. People are being evacuated. That is the good news. The bad news, not nearly as many as could be. And we'll discuss that a little further a little later in the program. Continue to pray for Christians in Afghanistan, our American military, who, by the way, I don't know whether you know this or not, they're already withdrawing. Wait a minute, I thought they were trying to protect the airport. I thought they were trying to get as many people out. We're already drawing down the number of our military personnel. Isn't the airport surrounded by the Taliban? Shouldn't we have as many of our troops on the ground as possible until we get everybody out who needs to get out? Well, you would certainly think so, but no. No, we are already reducing the number of American troops that are there on the ground. None of this makes sense. And again, we'll discuss that further later on. The Ohio State University yesterday announced, if you're a student, faculty member, staff member, you will have to be vaccinated or else. Or you're not going to be a faculty, staff, or student at The Ohio State University. Now, there's a huge question here. Is that illegal? And I have read several legal opinions that say, well, that's illegal. They can't do that. Well, I'm sure it's going to be challenged, but that was the announcement from the university. The deadline for the first shot, if you get something other than the Johnson & Johnson, if you get the Johnson & Johnson, it's one and done. But if you get one of the others, you have to receive the first dose by Friday, October 15th, and the second dose must be received by November 15th. Now this, okay, number one, is it legal? I don't think it is. If it goes to court, I think the courts are going to find that the Ohio State University is engaging in an illegal demand. I think, but what do I know? But if it is upheld, well, now we're being told that the vaccines only work for about 8 months, and then you need a booster. You need another shot. So 8 months from October 15th or November 15th would be the second dose. 8 months from that date, will every student, faculty member, staff member have to receive an additional shot? I don't know. And, of course, the question is, where does this end? Another bad day concerning the raw number of new cases, again, over 4,000. We are now the largest number of single-day new cases since January. Yesterday, it was February. With the number today, well over 4,000 new cases, it is the largest number of new cases since January. Now, we're a long, long ways away from the days of last winter, in the dead of winter, when we were seeing a far higher number of new cases. So many of the experts, whatever that means, are saying probably in a week or so, this if we look at other states that have had sudden surges, probably within a week, 2 weeks, the numbers are going to decline. And this, this is part of a seasonal thing, like the flu. With the flu, it peaks in the fall. And with COVID, I don't know, maybe it peaks in the summertime. Once again, we have far more questions than real solid answers when it comes to COVID. But a number of people have been hospitalized. A number of people are in ICU. No, the hospitals are not overrun yet, and they probably won't. But it is still something to be concerned about. And, of course, school districts are using this spike in the number of cases to mandate masks, which I also think is probably illegal. But anyway, take it seriously, as I continue to say, but don't live in fear. I love this story. A children's author by the name of Elizabeth Johnston is starting to write books for children that promote life. Yeah, that promote life. If you're following children's literature, our children are being bombarded with pro-LGBTQ indoctrination. It is all over our schools. It's all over our libraries. There are hundreds and hundreds of books being printed to present to children the dogma, if you will, of the LGBTQ plus ideology. Elizabeth Johnston has begun writing books, and she is a fairly well-known children's book author anyway, but she has now begun to write books for children that promote life. Her latest is the little book called Little Lives Matter. Little Lives Matter. She said, Hollywood, social media, indoctrination in school from every angle. Our children are being bombarded with propaganda convincing them abortion is normal. Abortion is killing a human life that was made in the image of God. It is an affront to our Creator. And because of that, she wrote Little Lives Matter. Quote, to help parents teach their children that every life deserves a chance, even the unborn. If you're interested, the author is Elizabeth Johnston, J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N, Elizabeth Johnston. And the name of the book, Little Lives Matter. You can order it on Amazon, to your local bookstore, if you know the name and the author. Little Lives Matter by Elizabeth Johnston. All right, hang tight. We'll be back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, the Supreme Court was active yesterday in determining that the Biden administration violated federal law. Yeah. The Supreme Court yesterday determined that the Biden administration violated federal law when they tried to end the Remain in Mexico policy adopted by the Trump administration. It's a very clear policy. People who traverse across Mexico to come to America, they got to stay in Mexico in order to apply for asylum. They can't just barge across the border illegally. It'd be like somebody who wants to come into your house. What would be the most legal way to do that if they want to force their way into your house? Find a good reason and get a legal document. Or just break down the front door. I realize that's not apples to apples. I know that. But people that are just allowed to stream across our border, and then after they get in our country, then they make their case as to why they're here. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And we know that Mexico, for years, has enabled people from all over Central America to come through their country. They have aided them. They fed them. And then they push them across the border to America and say, there, hey, we don't have to deal with them. Well, the Mexico policy adopted by the Trump administration put an end to that and said, no. This is the reason why we have borders. We welcome people into our country if you come here legally, properly. And it was a slap on the wrist to Mexico. It said, hey, if you're going to encourage these people to come through your country, let's see how you like housing them, feeding them, taking care of them while they apply for asylum in America. Now, what was the result of this policy? A dramatic reduction of people crossing the border illegally. Two reasons. Number one, people knew that they couldn't just barge across the border. They might be stuck in Mexico for a week, 2 weeks, a month, 2 months, 3 months. They might be stuck in Mexico with no income, no food, no drink. And, you know, hey, you know, maybe we should think twice about traveling through Mexico and going up to America if we're going to be stuck in Mexico. And I don't mean this disrespectfully, but seriously, I don't want to say this disrespectfully, but truthfully, not a whole lot of people in Central America look at Mexico as being any better than where they came from. They don't want to come to Mexico. They want to come to America. So that's number one. Number two, Mexico said, whoa, you mean we're going to have to take care of these people? Maybe we ought to shut down our southern border. You mean we're going to have to feed these people and take care of them? Maybe we should have second thoughts about encouraging them to come through our country to America. And the result was a dramatic decrease in people coming illegally into America, which meant a dramatic decrease in people being injured, hurt, harmed, damaged, a decrease in sex trafficking, which was rampant. So almost no negative consequences and a whole lot of positive. Well, then Joe Biden became president. And he decided, nah, we'll just throw the door wide open. And we're going to overturn this stay in Mexico or remain in Mexico policy. Well, the Supreme Court yesterday said, not so fast, Mr. Biden. The way you handled this violated federal law. Quote, with three liberal justices in dissent, the High Court refused to block a lower court ruling ordering the administration to reinstate the program informally known as Remain in Mexico. The Supreme Court yesterday said the Biden administration violated federal law in trying to end the Trump-era program that forces people to wait in Mexico while seeking asylum in the United States. A lower court had already ordered the program to be reinstated, and the Biden administration had appealed that. Well, that appeal has been taken care of, and the United States Supreme Court has ordered the Remain in Mexico policy to be reinstated. Now, here's the shocking thing of the coverage on this story. The Biden administration is trying to decide, listen carefully, the Biden administration is trying to decide whether they're going to obey the Supreme Court or not. Excuse me? Say what? Yeah. The Supreme Court has decided. That's the final authority judicially here in America. The Biden administration is trying to decide whether they will obey the Supreme Court. What does that tell you about this administration's attitude towards the law, the Constitution, and even the Supreme Court?
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.